Vegan and soul food are about as unlikely a pairing as Cocoa Puffs and cognac, but food activist and eco-chef Brian Terry takes it on in his new book, Vegan Soul Kitchen, Fresh, Healthy, and Creative African-American Cuisine. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Brian, deciding to become a vegan, where does that come from for you?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I on the continuum of consumption with my eating habits, I've been everything from an omnivore to a vegetarian to a vegan to a fruitarian. I think I tried breatharianism for a day. And because I've kind of understood this diet, dietary journey is very fluid and shifting and changing as I needed it to, I choose for political reasons not to give my diet a title. I just eat what I eat. And, you know, I like good food. That's why the name of my first book was Grub, because I don't care how healthy the food is. If it's not delicious, then I don't want it. And I think most people feel that way. And so I really encourage people to think about, you know, I keep a food journal, and I encourage other people to just kind of document what foods you're eating, how they make you feel, not only physically, but, you know, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, if you will. And then use that as a way of determining what foods you might want to consume more of, what foods you might want to cut out, and just not being so rigid. Because I think when we box ourselves in, we can often have an unhealthy relationship with food.
Interesting idea. You know, it's hard for me, though, when I think of soul food, to imagine it without the deliciousness of that pork fat, you know, the fat back cooked with the collards. And I don't mean to stereotype it, but ribs, you know, my mouth waters, fried chicken, that kind of thing. And I understand that this idea of food with soul is a lot more complex, but how do you pull that off without using those products?
Well, when I talk about soul food, it's probably different than what most people imagine when they hear soul food. Unfortunately, over the past four decades, I think African-American cuisine, or soul food as it's popularly called, has been reduced to the comfort foods, the deep-fried fatty meats, sugary desserts. And, you know, these certainly were foods that I ate growing up on holidays, on special occasions. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the food that my family and many of the families in our community were eating on an everyday basis, it was food that was as fresh as, you know, being harvested right before the meal, as local as a backyard garden, and as seasonal as whatever was in season. That's what we were eating, except for, you know, the stuff that my grandmother pickled and preserved from the summer. So, you know, it's really hearkening back to these older ways that I think a lot of African Americans were eating before we saw our food system become industrialized. But in terms of, you know, having like the bacon grease and the greens, you know, I feel like it's an easy way out. You know, it does enhance the flavor. But I think if you have some more interesting cooking techniques and take a little time to really cook what I understand is slow food in the African-American tradition, you can, you know, kind of pull out the same delicious flavors without adding the animal products.
Brian, could you pick one dish that represents soul food to most of us that you've changed in a way that speaks to the way you cook?
It would probably be the citrus collards with raisins recipe. You know, I know that might sound a little strange. In my family growing up, most of the time when we had collard greens, they were cooked for at least 4 hours until they were actually, they weren't even green anymore. They were like brown, beige-ish color. And, you know, they were delicious. I won't deny it. But I really wanted to present this kind of staple of African-American cuisine in a new, fresh, modern, interesting way. So I decided to just blanch it in salted boiling water very quickly and then saute it with a little garlic and olive oil, sprinkle it with some sea salt, and then finish it off with some raisins and a little citrus. And, you know, for me, more than kind of giving it a sweet variation, the raisins, the orange juice, they really serve as a metaphor for the direction that I envision African-American cuisine heading in the 21st century. You know, I really want to be more creative, more cutting edge, and refreshing.
There's something in the book that's quite unusual. Every single recipe is accompanied by a specific suggestion for a piece of music. And the other thing is that where normally you would have the foreword or the preface, there's a song complete with a score here. Why?
Yes. I grew up in a very musical family. My grandfather started a traveling quartet in the 50s. And so because of that, all of his children were musical, you know, my mother, all her siblings. So my Uncle Don, who's a pretty popular singer-songwriter from the 70s, wrote this song for my aunt, I Can't Stand the Rain, which has been covered and popularized by a lot of people. You know, I wanted him to compose a song that would open the book up to simply help people to be present and think about all the forces that help get our food to our plate. The elements, the people working in the fields, the transporters, the chefs, the servers. And music is so intimately wrapped up with my relationship with food. You know, growing up in the South, when we had family gatherings with food, we had talent shows. People were playing the piano and singing. And, you know, when I'm cooking, I'm always playing music and spinning old jazz on vinyl. So I really wanted to share that and just show the beautiful connections with food, music, art, culture, community, and hopefully inspire people to reignite those traditions or start those traditions in their own families and communities.
Brian, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lynn. It's been a pleasure.
Brian Terry is author of Vegan Soul Kitchen. He is a fellow of the Kellogg Foundation's Food and Society program. Now, you can get his recipe for citrus collards with raisin redux on the website, splendidtable.org.